This is Jason Gardner, and today is May 22nd, 1994. I'm interviewing for the first time Pastor Philip King. This interview is taking place in his home at Route 1, Box 456, Piedmont, Alabama, 36272. This interview is sponsored by the Baylor University Institute for Oral History. It is part of the Environmental History of the U.S. Oral History Project. Interviewee background information. His name is Pastor Philip King. He's a male. Address is Route 1, Box 456, Piedmont, Alabama, 36272. Phone number is 205-447-6346. His age is 36. His mother is Bernice King. His father is Raymond King. He's lived in Neches Creek until he was 18 years old, and then he lived in Chocolata for 14 years, and now he's living at the present address before. His education is a high school diploma. His religion is Baptist faith. He prefers Republicans in the political party. His present occupation is optical repairer at Bynum Depot. His former occupations is appliance repairman and Coca-Cola bottling company. He has participated in the National Day of Prayer and participated in the Gulf War preparation. He's a natural born U.S. citizen. And additional information, he's a pastor of Goshen Valley Baptist Church. What is the Baptist faith denominational background?
The denominational background. When the Protestant separated off the Catholic, I was imagining that that's where it originated from. But as far as its total background, I really am not certain what the total background is. But it's one of the oldest religions here in the United States, and it is, I would imagine, the largest here. And it's the one I was raised in, and it's the one I still believe, so that's why I'm a Baptist.
Or is it independent or Southern Baptist, or does it matter?
Well, I prefer independent. I'm not real fond of the Southern Baptist organization as far as way its monies are being used and spent. That's why I'm independent.
Have you ever preached a sermon on the environment in any way?
Not so far as what is being taught today that you see on advertisements and stuff like that. All I normally try to preach is concerning the environment is more or less just use what God has given us and not to abuse it. But as far as having a total sermon on the environment, I haven't.
Have you read any recent articles on environmental protection or anything about the environment?
I see what's written in the newspaper. I normally read a Birmingham paper every day, and I see what is being done and the new government regulations, and me working for the federal government, we are having to change the way we do things because of the environmental impacts, because of the chemicals we use and the waste products that we produce. I'm not up to date on all the regulations. We are in a recycling program where I work, and we have a hazard waste team that does that was their job, that's their function, is taking care of waste material and things that could harm the environment as far as groundwater and stuff like that.
Do you agree with these impacts, environmental impacts?
Some of them I think is good. I think some of the regulations, the new laws that are passed today, is just a means of somebody else to make some money. As far as the ozone problem, I don't really feel there is an ozone problem.
Have you attended any seminars or classes on the environment, like at your work or anything?
We have to go through hazardous waste training every year. Learn how to handle things, and we also have been told that if we abuse the disposal of that we personally could be fined. Not our job, but us personally, so we have to be real careful.
Those classes, just like you go and listen to somebody talk, or do you actually have to practice disposing of it?
We just see pictures and films and listen to lectures or whatever. We don't actually do that in the classes. Now, we do have to practice labeling different contaminants and stuff like that on our day-to-day basis.
Did you attend a seminary for pastors or preachers?
No.
What do you feel about this new movement on worshiping Mother Nature?
Me personally, I feel like that's the craziest thing I've ever seen. You know, they had the rainbow people here in our area, and they was running around naked and everything else, and taking drugs and everything you could imagine. And if that's the type of worship of Mother Earth, then I think it's an abomination to God. I do believe that we need to be careful how we dispose of certain things, but as far as worshiping the earth, I'm total disagreement with it.
In Revelations, there's talks of prophesies the destruction of the environment. And should we try to preserve the environment in our faith, is it futile to even try according to the Baptist religion, or is it good to try to preserve the environment?
It's needful to preserve our drinking water, and it's good to preserve the air that we breathe as far as the pollutants. But no matter what man does, whether they strive continuously or not, when the time comes for it to be destroyed, there's nothing we can do to stop it. And we're nearing that day, I think. Every day we're getting closer, and like the ozone thing. If I understand it correctly, you know, they did away with the automobile freon, and if it made it to where it cost you an arm and a leg to get you freon fixed in your car. And from what I can gather, the information, the ocean, every day, 24 hours a day, puts out more fluorocarbons by itself, with no interference of anything, than we could ever, to put in the atmosphere with freon. And I feel like that it's being pushed beyond the reasonable boundaries. And I think they're making a bigger issue out of it than what the real danger is. Personally, I feel like, they, in certain areas, they outlaw burning because it destroys the ozone. People have used fire ever since they've been here. We can't hardly live without it. So why now are we coming up with a thing saying, well, you know, we're destroying the world, we're burning everything up? I do agree that we need to be careful. We cut down a lot of trees for paper and for building houses, and I think it is a good idea to plant more trees. When you cut a tree down, plant another one, because we can eventually run out of trees. But as far as some of this other stuff, personally, they say you can't pour used motor oil on the ground, and I guess they're right. But if you think about it for a minute, That's where the oil came from to start with, was out of the ground. What are we doing? We're just putting it back where it came from. Of course, I guess somebody else knows more about it than I do, but it seems foolish about the oil when they're pumping it out of the ground to start with.
When they replant these trees, you know, most people replant them. They plant some type of pine so they can get the crop off of it. You think we should plant just that one type of tree? Is that good, or should we plant more? Because, like, if a beetle moves in, it's gonna kill. It could wipe out acres and acres of these trees, and then we'd still be in the same situation. Do we need to diversify our planting trees, plant more hardwoods than what we are, or do we think it'll matter?
Personally, it seems like we need to control the pine beetle rather than just not plant pine, because pine is so versatile. I mean, that's what we use most of. And, you know, we need the pines, and we need the hardwood. I think we need to have both, but the beetles, maybe we see more pine beetles here in this area because there's so many pine. Maybe the pine beetles are not such a problem in some of the other areas. I don't know. I do know that we need plant life, and we need the trees because the trees puts off oxygen for us to breathe, and in turn we put off carbon dioxide for them to survive. So we need each other as far as that is concerned, and we need the wood. But you know, you see on TV, I watch Discovery Channel, and they do all these green alerts every so often, and they tell these things about the rainforest being destroyed, and I think maybe we need to control that a little bit. But I think I get back to what I was saying before. I think we're pushing things further than what they need. And trees are good, and we need to replant trees. When you cut some pines, replant some pines. Pines are fast-growing trees. They'll grow up faster than a hardwood, so we need to plant pines, I think. But we need, you know, they've done away. When I was a child, when I was younger, they had insecticides that would control a lot of the pests that we have today. And see, they've outlawed most of that stuff now. I don't know if it hurt anybody or not. They say it did. I don't know. But maybe we need to find some kind of something to help control that problem. But we need pines. We need hardwoods too, though, so. If that answers the question, I don't know if I did or not.
Do you know what that pesticide was? Was it DDT?
Could have been.
DDT was killing the bald eagle. It would make the eggshell soft, and the offspring wouldn't live very good. And then it'd get in the water system, and it'd eat the fish. And that's how, you know, it almost wiped the bald eagle out. That's why they changed DDT. Now, like this boll weevil thing that we got going now to kill the boll weevils, last year they sprayed Malthion to kill the boll weevil, and it killed the wasp that kills the armyworm. And the armyworm eats cotton up. Do you think we should not try to spray and try to bring in like a natural predator to like kill the beetle or kill the boll weevil or whatever? And like the wasp kills the armyworm. And then, but the Malthion killed wasp off, so armyworm just eat the cotton. You think we should try to find some natural predator to control these pests?
They need something, maybe an organic, something that's not harmful to just what the specific thing that you're trying to kill. I don't know what they used before they did, was using that, but, I believe in nature that every insect and every thing was put on earth for some purpose, and they need to stay enough here to be able to fulfill that purpose. But as far as widespread crop destruction, you know, we've that brings food prices up and clothing prices up, and the impact, the biggest monetary impacts on the consumer. And I don't know what they could use to control the boll weevil other than some kind of insecticide or poison. But I didn't know that there was a wasp that was used, you know, that was there for the army worm.